My name is Anne Gashoka. I was the field supervisor for Kenya Financial Diaries. I currently work as an associate at Bankable Frontier Associate. The thing that stood out, I'll say, is the relationship that Greta and her husband had. They were working together in their salon in Kariobangi, and at times her husband could get side jobs. He was MCing, and he also used to work in a media house. And Greta was left to take care of the salon. And she was doing great. She was able to oversee everything, and it enabled them to open another salon in another place in Githurai 44. The way Greta and her husband used their chamas payout together, it was like they were open. Each and everyone knew the other one belonged to different chamas. And this helped them in terms of planning, because when one did not have money and the other one had her payout, they could help each other. And this enabled them come up and plan for other projects. In other households in the urban areas, we could see like there were secrets. Many couples were not in open relationship in terms of finances. Many women were not even telling their husbands they belong to chamas. And some husbands were not even involving their wives when they were planning some projects. They were keeping them away from them. So for Greta and Ernest, their relationship was unique in such a way that they were open to each other.